Welcome back if you've just tuned in. You're about 30 minutes late. We start the program right after the top of the hour, but thanks for joining me. I'm talking with Gene Graffy, former supervisor, city council member, and planning commissioner. Current Gene Graffy, former Gene O'Connor. Now, I mentioned before the break to talk a little bit about the floor area ratio. It's not quite set in stone yet, so we can't quite define it, although I'm dealing with it a little bit out in Montecito, where they have it a little more structured, where they basically figure out a percent of what your, you know, what's on your acre, and you figure out what your parcel represents, what percentage of an acre. Could be half, quarter, could be one and a half. And then they have a, well, you were at the luncheon. After that luncheon last week, I went up to them, and we calculated out, and they had this little plan. And you come up with, the parcel I have is 9,600 square feet listed on Romero Canyon. And theoretically, you could go up to 2,695 square feet to build a house there, plus a garage. But that's not necessarily going to happen. Now, the city is trying to decide if they should do the same thing?
Actually, the city passed a neighborhood preservation ordinance in the 90s. And at that time, they decided not to go into a floor area ratio because they felt it was too difficult and to figure out and caused too much problems. But a number of the neighborhood's organizations came back and said it's not working because we have these huge houses that are going on small lots. And, of course, that's the main thrust of this, is that they don't want oversized houses on small lots that, you know, even though the setbacks might be there, they're too huge for the neighborhood. The trouble is, it seems like the restrictions that are being talked about affect all the houses in the city and are over-regulating, at least as far as I can see right now, to get rid of what is a problem, the huge mansions on small lots. So the kind of the controversy right now is, what kind of a floor area ratio should you have? Should it be 50%? Should it be 30%? In other words, 30% of the land can be in your house.
And 70% open space.
And, well, you always have setbacks and you always have open space that are required.
True.
Okay. So this would be beyond that, that you would still. What I think I object to is saying that if we have all single-story houses in our neighborhood, we can't have any two-story houses. And I know my neighborhood, we have two-story and one-story and colonial and Spanish, and I think it looks attractive that way. Mm-hmm. And I can understand if something's too big, it is going to. So what I really think comes down to is just using something that makes common sense, that doesn't stop young couples from buying a small house and being able to add on to it, because they can afford the small house maybe now if they really struggle, and hopefully they want to put a second story on. This mainly now affects second stories only. And if it's too restrictive, they wouldn't be able to do that, and they would have to see what 20 houses around them look like, and they can't be any bigger than those. And they need to get story poles and to show what the second story would look like. So that's what kind of it's down to right now. But the staff has had a lot of hearings. They've really been patient for a year working out all this with different people and different ideas. And they're going to come back with an ordinance. And
do you have a prediction?
Well, I think they'll probably keep this 20 surrounding houses and so forth. And if you want to build to a certain number, and if 85% of that is over a certain number, this gets kind of complicated, as you can see, then you would go to the Architectural Board of Review, and they would decide whether your house was appropriate or not. And really, you can have kind of large houses that are very attractive and the design is good, and you can have smaller houses that are terrible because the design isn't well done. So it's a very difficult problem to really issue, to really get hands on. But people are trying very hard, and they've been attending these meetings and giving their opinions.
It's a tough balance because you do want to allow people to do what they want to do with their property that they've sunk everything into and struggling to pay for, and yet you want to be sensitive to what's going on. And with no restrictions, I can tell you in a lot of areas out in the unincorporated area where you see a lot of people just plunked second stories up on top of existing garages, it just is the most, I don't know if they just hired the wrong architect, but there are so many of them that just whomp, looks like someone, like a little kid just did it, and they didn't even have any design, and it's just unattractive.
Well, they're talking about setting the second story back, not having it come all the way out to the first story, which helps, I think.
Yes.
Make it recede.
Yes.
So there's designs that can help.
One down the block from me added a second story, and tremendous. It looks like it was built as a two-story home. Doesn't look like an add-on with the phrase, "What were you thinking?" Another city development that we're talking about, that I want to talk about, is this sewer lateral. And the Association of Realtors got involved with this, and there was some city meetings a while back here, which unfortunately, I hate to admit, I did not attend, that at the library in the Westside Community Center. What are they discussing? What do they want to do?
Well, the city has something like 230 miles of sewer main. That sewer main goes through the whole city, and the laterals are the pipes that go from your house out to the middle of the street to that sewer main. And you own that lateral. Homeowners own that, and it's their responsibility to keep it up. So the city is saying, look, we have sewer laterals that are old, they're maybe leaking, and the problem is when there's heavy rains, they get a whole lot of water in it that goes into the sewer system, and then it goes beyond the capacity of the sewer system to hold it, and so then water gets into the ocean without being going through the sewer plant, mm-hmm. if you follow that. Mm-hmm. It seems like, and they even admit this, that the main problem are people who illegally hook up their gutters and their downspouts and everything to their sewer system, and that puts a lot more water into it and a lot more flooding of
I've heard that. I don't understand who's doing that. Is it done unintentionally, or is it...
I can't imagine how you do it, but I guess it is.
it's so bizarre.
Well, a lot of people do it because they don't know that they shouldn't be doing it. And so, but the realtors were saying, well, yes, we do think you ought to make sure that the laterals aren't leaking and so forth, but you shouldn't be doing it at the point of the sale of the house.
Oh, that's what it comes down to. So we have a probably many issues, old homes, the old orange, I can't remember the name. It's either not cast iron, but it's older.
Yeah, lead the pipes.
Degrading, or, yes. The sewer lines are degrading. And the city wants, at the point of sale, to have the seller have it inspected and repaired, or someone's going to have it repaired.
Well, before the escrow closes, they want it. And what the realtors were pointing out, and you probably know this better than I do, that it could hold up the escrow for a long time, getting the inspector out there, and if he says it's leaking and you need to do something, who pays for that? And it's then becomes, since it's a point of sale, it's a liability for the realtor, mm-hmm. as all the point of sale.
Well, no one should be afraid of disclosure. If you have a problem, that's okay. So the Association of Realtors is proposing not to force it to have to happen upon the sale. They're not opposed to revealing the problem and disclosing it. They're opposed to insisting that it happen and get fixed at the close of escrow. I read something, but I don't know if you know. What is the alternative way to try to fix this problem?
Well, they're suggesting a grid system.
Oh, that's it.
So that because the city does this kind of inspection of its own main, when they're in a certain block or area or two blocks, then have the inspection of the houses, then you would have, because you have a number of people, you could have better rates for the plumber. You could have the inspectors right on hand to do it, and it would save time for people and save money. Now, other cities pay for that themselves to have the laterals inspected
and Well, you know, right. I thank you. I knew it was the grid system. So just so people don't think, oh, you know, the realtors, they don't want to, they don't care about the sewer system. Just sell the house. Let's just close it. There's an alternative. It could just be a real quagmire. Believe me, when you're trying to close escrows,
well, that's what I understand.
Enough problems. Yeah, you have enough problems. And so that's a great idea. We're pretty much running out of time. Is the grid system, is that hopefully going to happen, or are they pushing it hard, or when are we going to know?
The hearings are still going on.
Okay,
this is Santa Barbara.
I hope to hear from you. Gene Graffy, you sounded better as the program went on. I think your hay fever, I think I cured it. Thank you.
I hope so.
Thanks for being such a wonderful sport and coming in.
Oh, well, you're very welcome.
Gene Graffy. Say hi to Aaron and Neil. We want to get them back on. Gene Graffy. Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, 564-1290, or after the program at 898-4242. We'll take a break, come back for the fourth quarter and the weekly Multiple Listing Sales Update. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.